Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN.
Well,
from the kitchen, of course, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 10:05 on a football and baseball and everything else Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of my kitchen at 345 Hudson Street, the key grip, the unit production manager, the choreographer and makeup man, Paulie Rosenberg, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a four-hour Friday schmooze right up until Sal Licata, and Sal coming your way at 2. On your fan, New York City.
We got to obviously do a better job there, but I mean, we called a ton of passes. We were not very effective in the run game, which we got made one dimensional.
Isn't it rich?
Darnold is sacked.
Are we a pair?
Darnold falls down and a tap down sack.
Me here at last on the ground. You in midair.
Darnold out to his right. And it is knocked away.
Send in the clown.
We hurt ourselves. I mean, the penalties were just, they're brutal. I mean, it's just, we couldn't do the right stuff. I mean, when we did hit them, we were hitting them late.
Isn't it bliss?
The Jets came across early, and why not another penalty flag?
They're going to throw another flag,
and this is going to be another personal foul against this Jets defense.
15-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
That is 6 personal fouls against this defense.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clown.
We got to win games, man. That's, I guess, yeah, it's better than getting blown out, but we got to win that game.
Those guys are clowns.
Darnold out to his right, and it is knocked away. Blitz coming. Jets pick it up. Pass is nearly picked.
Don't you love the farce?
Well, now it's fourth down, and Darnold is sacked.
My fault, I fear.
And this is going to be another flag against the Jets.
Where are the clowns?
You know, obviously, I love Adam, but, you know, it's not my decision, mate.
There ought to be clowns.
I'm a clown! I can't afford to look ridiculous!
Well, maybe next year.
We're working to get this thing right. I'm not happy about this. I mean, I know we can play way better than this. I know we can not beat ourselves and do the things we're doing.
Send in the clowns. Take out the garbage. This is what you wish for if you are a Jets fan. Every fall and winter. Every week, every season, every year, one that they beat, if not a team, that they beat the spread. And two, that they can be competitive enough to look good losing. Last night, the best of the four losses. They had a lead for the first time in any of their four games. They had a lead, Mazel Tov. Sam showed you he could make better use of his legs than the most of the decisions he makes with his arm. Adam Gase, who can play for a field goal like no other coach in the National Football League. Adam Gase, the genius that he is, had a unique game plan for last night. He'd have Sam run when he couldn't throw, and Gore catch when he couldn't run. Fortunately, to look good losing, Sam spent more time on his back, and Gore, he only caught a cold. After playing two games in less than a week, both McDougald and Williamson can't wait for practice where they and the rest of the team can prepare for their next loss. Greg Williams, stand up and take a bow. He had his defense ready to look good losing. He wanted them to be aggressive, going after Rippon, getting to Rippon, hitting Rippon, and they did. After the whistle, it all worked as the New York Jets, in their very own unique way, played to lose, and they did. No surprise to Jets Nation. When you look at some of the numbers, you really want to look away. When you win the turnovers and you win that battle, including a pick six, and you force only a single Denver punt and go without a single sack on a third string quarterback, you have done your job. Make no mistake about that. The Jets looking as good as they could losing game number four with 12 more losses to come. Jets fans know that if you want to fly with the Jets, bring a parachute, something you'll need before they crash once again. Now, the New York Jets, they don't want to be compared to the New York Football Giants, and the New York Football Giants don't want to be compared to the New York Jets. But you'll notice something here. You'll notice the similarity between the two, and we don't necessarily mean because they are together without a win, no. You'll notice both quarterbacks have had more success running than throwing. And that's because when you're running for your life, you can gain some valuable yardage. Only Idaho Potatoes have been sacked more than Sam and Daniel. And Jones, very aware of Aaron Donald coming up on Sunday, who loves to lay you down to weep. Last week, Daniel, he outgained the Giants' three-headed running game of Lewis and Gallman and Freeman combined. And if the New York Football Giants get to their own 30 with a fourth and one, Jason Garrett says that this time he is going to go forward with Jones to move the chains. Most football players hate those two-a-day. That's when it comes to practice. With Daniel Jones, he also hates those two-a-day. Of course, him, that's two turnovers a Sunday. Six in his last 12 quarters and in 10 of his last 16 games as a Giant. That's multiple turnovers, including 20 fumbles. Jones says that when Tiki Barber is through with his radio show and giving tips to Barkley about blitz blocking, Daniel will ask Tiki for some advice holding on to the football. The Giants, they know those Hollywood Rams won't be in a good mood, not after last week losing to the Bisons of Buffalo. The Rams were down by 25. You know the story from last Sunday. The Rams were down 25 points, came back for the lead with four touchdowns in four consecutive possessions, only to lose it with the Bills capitalizing on a pass interference call on a 4th and 7 from the Rams 12, and Buffalo winning it with 15 seconds left to go in the game. And you know the Rams are going to, how they say in the trade, have that chip on the shoulder. So far, fans like what they have seen with Joe Judge, but don't like what they have seen with his team. And Sunday, it may not be so pretty. Lots of baseball to talk about. You know what's happening on Monday, a little after 8 o'clock Monday evening. And if you happen to be a fan of the New York Yankees, you can't wait. However, how about Miami today? The Chicago Cubs, with only a single run in the two-game sweep by the Fish, the Marlins have never lost a postseason series, not since Fish have taken to water. And Sanchez earlier today, 5 innings, a four-hit ball, and 4 relievers providing 4 innings of one-hit ball. Holy Chris Bryant. Miami will take on Atlanta in Houston on Tuesday. And don't forget Miami. They lost 105 games a year ago. And this year, with what a year already with Major League Baseball, 18 members of their team and or staff at the very beginning of this funny and wonderful and surreal and bizarre season, 18 at the beginning of this season came down, as you know, with the virus, and they didn't play for more than a week, and they haven't stopped playing and will continue to play. And right now, even though the game is not over, it looks as though they will take on the San Diego Padres. That is incorrect. I check on that. Hold on a minute. No, the St. Louis-San Diego winner will meet the Dodgers in the NLDS in Arlington, Texas. Right now, last I saw, it was 3-0 San Diego over St. Louis in the 7th inning. So the Padres at this point look to advance. And how about the Dodgers? Speaking of them, how about Hollywood from last night? Look out, Clayton Kershaw, what have you done? 8 innings of 3-hit ball with 13 strikeouts, and now we know why they like to compare him in Hollywood to the great Sandy Koufax. However, it should be known that the most Ks by a Dodger was, looky here, 15 by Sandy Koufax. And Yankee fans old enough might remember Game 1 of the 63 World Series when Sandy Koufax did that. Kershaw, today's Sandy Koufax, that's what they think of him in Southern California. He was 9-11 with a 4.43 ERA going into the postseason when he won his game last night over those impotent Milwaukee Brewers, who I don't think has scored a single run in the two-game sweep by Hollywood. So the only baseball game still going on, again, is St. Louis and San Diego. And San Diego, last we saw, with that 3 o'clock lead, and we will update you on that. And some interesting football games this weekend with Miami and Seattle. And we know that with Seattle, they have the great Russell Wilson with his 14 touchdown passes 10 seconds into this 2020 season. However, they're going to be in South Florida. That's a 10 a.m. body clock start for them. Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Russell Wilson. And you know what? I think the smart bet might be to take the Miami Fish, because Seattle, let's face it already, they come off the emotional win from last Sunday, travel 3,500 or so miles. And again, the body clock at 10 a.m., it might be smart to take the points there. And don't we have America's team? They lost last Sunday. They did. Isn't that a shame? All of us who live in America ought to be rooting for America's team. We were told that once, and we remember those famous words. However, not so American was with the America's team losing to Seattle last week with those five touchdown passes from Russell Wilson. They're taking on the Brownouts this Sunday, and the Brownouts, as you know, beat Washington, and beat Washington by more than a baker's dozen. And so the Brownouts and America's team. And that's an interesting game coming up. And, of course, the L.A. Chargers, you have to like Justin Herbert. 330 yards last week, but they lost to Carolina. Oh, look who they're taking on. They're taking on the Brady Bunch. And they beat powerful Denver last weekend with Shady Brady having those three touchdowns and 300 yards passing against those Bucking Broncos. Look out. And here's another one. Philadelphia with the 49ers. And the Eagles come off the tie with Joe Burrow. And I think the final score of that one was 23 apiece. And Burrow, though, sacked eight times, even though he had a pretty good game with the numbers. But he lives to tell about it with Philadelphia, by the way, taking on the 49ers. Kittle is going to be back, but we don't think he's going to be jumping into Salvation Army kettle. So even though he's going to be back, you got to remember that all those 49ers are on the outside looking in. So it might be interesting to see what Philadelphia does here. The 49ers now taking on the Jets and the Giants. And then we have with the Patriots in Kansas City, Belichick as an underdog. I read this in the paper. Belichick as an underdog is like 13-4. And again, maybe Kansas City, and they had a lot of emotion and a lot of energy and an awful lot of talent doing their thing and taking care in a one-sided win, really, against Baltimore. So maybe there's some kind of a letdown there. And the dollar bills, let's face it, dollar bills galore with Las Vegas and Buffalo Bills in Las Vegas this weekend. And Buffalo over the Rams last weekend, you know about that, of course. And what was it? The former Oakland Raiders losing to the Patriots. And Derek Carr doesn't want to mask his intentions. He says we need to just win, baby. Just win. So lots to talk about with the NFL, with the New York Football Giants, with the New York Jets, with the New York Yankees. There is so much on that proverbial table as we begin the four-hour schmooze. And one quick thing. There's somebody that, somebody very notable that you may have missed this week. With the three football games that have gone on from last Sunday right to right now, and the two baseball games that went on this week, somebody that you know of, somebody that was and still is and will continue to be very beloved, may have maybe you didn't get what happened with him this week. And he might have flown under the radar again with the three football games that have taken place and the two baseball games that have taken place since last Sunday to right now. And you may have missed the story, although my feeling is that you haven't. And before this program is over tonight into tomorrow morning, and Sal Licata at 1, at 2, he says, we will acknowledge this most notable member of New York sports history and New York sports lore. So let's take a break. Let's get right away to your telephone calls. There's so much to talk about and so little time to do so. So no from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the numbers if you didn't know. Right up until Sal Licata at 2 on your Fan New York City.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.